like those personality tests. You go, there's actually quite a bit to be said for them, because they are. They're so just stunningly, you know, they can predict a lot of aspects of a person. You know? That's why when people say, oh no, we can't. Say something like that's so sexist, and you go, I don't mean to be rude, but I really trust several thousand years of experience and stereotype and all that other stuff to 100 years of fanaticism. Says, nobody wants to be pigeonholed. It says, but you'll find over time that people in the past were not stupid. I know we swear up and down that they must have been, but no, they aren't. They were. In fact, when you go against some of the crazy things that we've come up with lately, they sound remarkably brilliant and amazingly forward-thinking. And it is, most of the decline we're seeing comes exactly from the things that we're doing. It isn't because the old things don't work anymore. It's because we're not following the old things. That's why it's falling apart. But I don't know why people cannot grok that. You go, can you make some adjustments? Sure. Just, but don't make too many. And don't go crazy. Says it's going to cause problems. But like I've said, I think giving women the vote was basically a bad idea. And I know that that's, oh, that is just so misogynistic. And you go, well, back in the day, if you lived in a democracy, most of the time you didn't, so it didn't really matter. I said, in good families, your vote was kind of a communal thing. It was the vote of your family. Your husband considered what was right for his family. Who would be the best leader for the family? Of course, back in those days, it really didn't matter who you voted for. It was just... It was like, for the Department of Home Economics and Agriculture, when I was going to school, it was Home Economics and Technology. Anyway, the person who got picked to be the department chair for the next couple of years, it was usually the person that couldn't come up with a good enough excuse not to do it. You know? It wasn't a matter of, we're going to get the best person for the job. It was always, you know, I'm awfully busy. I don't, you know. And they got around and just trading the thing around. I think that's what people had hoped that Congress would be. It would be like, well, they don't have anything better to do than they need. I don't remember people's names. Retired PhD administrator. She was assistant vice president of academic affairs. Anyway, I think they always kind of thought of Congress that way. A bunch of people just got together. They would fight. They would do all this. But when push came to shove, what they decided on that level really didn't affect people very much. It would affect business. that affect the ability to create corporations and stuff like that, or create huge trade deals and stuff like that, but that didn't affect individuals. Now our problem is, it does. So you had all these other constraints back in the day. The fact that you could vote didn't mean a whole lot, especially on the kind of scale that we have it now. It meant a lot to vote locally, you know, because that actually affected you. Now, local decisions are meaningless. You don't give a flip who's running for your local thing. It's usually some businessman or businesswoman who's trying to get a leg up on her political career, you know, to be the local council person is nothing. Who cares? It's mostly a rubber stamp. You know, you're just saying that this thing that Santa Fe decided or that Washington decided, you're going to sign off on it. And you're going to, because who's going to not sign off on it? I'm going to jail if you don't. Just the local magistrate of a federal power. Local autonomy really doesn't exist, except for little things. In this town, you have to park within 6 inches of the curb. I know in Lubbock you can get away with 12, but no way, not in my town. 6 inches. I'm powerful.
Not 8 inches.
That's right. And you're going, you know what? That is the most penny-ante stupid crap I've ever heard of in my life, but you guys will fight can dog about it because you're practicing for when you get to go to Washington and really fight about big things that matter. Dude, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. The great power should be family. God designated the husband to represent the family. If he's a good father, he represents his family. If he's a crappy father, he represents himself. He doesn't give a flip about his family. Says, but we all knew who those guys were. It became obvious very quickly. They didn't care about their family, and we treated them like crap. We didn't listen to anything they said, and we ignored them. Just like exactly how that works. It's magnificent. Called being disreputable. So yeah, I said, I'm sorry. I said, the whole women's right thing, I said, I know it sounds horrible, and I'll be labeled a horrible person for thinking it, but I said, I think that was an intrinsically bad decision to make. It disempowered the family, which is really where the power needs to be, and gave it to the individual members, which means families fall apart. We don't form families. And you're going, we are going to die in relation to cultures that choose to behave like their families still. Says, we'll just die. We can't survive against them. Families are far more powerful than their individual members. Says, we broke it apart for political expediency. We're not going to get women's lib to work until we convince women that men aren't working in their best interest. You know? That's why when people say, how come men and women are on such odds? And you go, because you forced it. You want it to happen for your political ends. You wanted women to tell their husbands to piss off. You know, I can do it my own way. What about the family? Screw the family. I want what I want. Okay. You know, in a good family, the husband always had great respect for mom. And for, you know, was she a party to every decision? Uh-huh. You know? For a large majority of things, men tended to defer to their wives. What do you think we should do, honey? I think we should do this. Okay, let's do that. You know? He had enough to worry about trying to keep his job and do all that. Everybody says, how come women are all so much smarter than men? They go, because they had time to cultivate their minds. Men really didn't have the time. They were too busy having to go out and work. Like right now, people say, did you ever read that manual on this thing? And I said, I really love you guys, but I don't have time to be reading right now. It says, no, I know the manual exists. I don't have time to read it. I'm going to have to install it and learn on the way. What? For whatever, a piece of software. It doesn't matter. A manual in general, how about that? Jeannie go, but the great part is, women traditionally had time for this. They ended up being the one that had more actual knowledge. When they got to the point where they could have books, the men didn't read the books, the women wrote the books and read them. Why all the most influential books from the past, from the Victorian age, whether they were written by men or women, were novels. Mostly romance novels. Yeah? Why? Because the women were the readers. The guys weren't. We took care of making sure things looked good and were done correctly and all that, the women did. The men just sat there and said, okay, I understand that she's better at this than I am. I'll sit here, and she'll tie my tie, you know, and she'll brush down my thing, or she'll hire somebody else to do it, but it's all according to how she thinks it should look, you know. And you go, that's right. I mean, it's how it developed, and it worked. So today, here's the problem. The way it's developed, it doesn't work. But we've put ourselves into such a straitjacket of saying that if we do it any other way, that we're horrible people. It says we're screwed. It says trust the past. Honor the past. I know that's really, really, I mean, it's so out of favor, it's unspeakable. Nobody speaks it. You guys will call me, you guys will have to come up with new names to call me to try to denigrate what I'm saying, because you so rarely hear this. Oh, you're a misogynist, and you go, well, no. Because you can only have one spokesman for the family. If you have two spokesmen for the family, they're going to be going in different directions. Family decisions usually get made in private, in the bedroom, between a man and his wife, right? I think we should do this. I think we should do that. People say, oh, but women are powerless. And you go, excuse me, if a man pisses off his wife to the point that she denies him sex, he's going to cave. That's life. Women are intrinsically more powerful than men are. The only thing that men ever had over women was their ability to make more money. And that's the only thing that keeps society going right now, is the fact that that's still kind of true. And I think it's indicative that it's still kind of true. Even though we're fighting it tooth and nail, it's still true. You know, people say we're going to take care of the disparity between men and women's pay over a lifespan, blah, blah, however they measure it. And you go, you're never going to fix it. You go, why not? And you go, because women are going to continue until you finally take their uteruses away and somehow change their body chemistry. They're going to continue to stop working to have children, to find purpose in their lives. Men derive purpose from the work that they do. Women do not. Even though they may be better at it, it doesn't matter. It's not a question of what you're better at. It helps. It helps the guy feel better. But I don't think it does much for women. It does a little. It's not there. There's other things more powerful. And you're going, yeah, just, you're going to fight, you're fighting the fight. You're going to turn the world upside down, trying to force women to be what they aren't, to fit some kind of utopian vision you have in your head. And you go, it's not going to work. Still doesn't work. Women are preferred in jobs. Simple enough. Except jobs that women don't want. Don't mean to be rude. Here's one: construction. Women don't prefer construction jobs. Thank goodness, because now men can have them. Yeah. You know? And you're going, the only jobs, so when people say, well, women aren't well represented in STEM, and you go, most women don't want STEM jobs. They're not amenable to what most women want. And they are. They're 24/7 sorts of jobs. And women can't behave like that. Women have to put their children first. And women will have children. They will, their bodies will force them to under the worst circumstances. When people said, oh, we've got too much teen pregnancy, and you go, yeah, that's true.
Where is she supposed to go?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's going to do. Why are you saying that? And I'm going to be an asset.
How much of a disappointment.
Well, guess what? She doesn't seem to care. At least enough to say that I'm going to regulate myself. She doesn't think she's attractive to men. She's trying to appeal to women. Women are kinder. Lisa, yeah, you're right. She thinks there's some virtue to it. She believes all the feminist claptrap that she's ever heard. Yes, Lisa, she's already had sex with women. She's lying. She says she has, and she's probably lying. She got played with, she got converted years ago. She was just telling us a story. Maybe she was trying to convince herself, but I doubt that. Psychology is going to basically kind of defend her. And you go, whatever. You go, I think you know how I feel. I think I've explained myself, and I think I've given rational reasons why I think that way. I know you think I'm a horrible person. You know, I'm a bigot and a jerk and a homophobe. And you go, yep. Says, I'm not a homophobe, which is a fear of homosexuals. I said, I don't fear them. I said, I think they're stupid. I don't know what term that is exactly. I said, I'm sorry. I just think that's a stupid decision to make socially. I said, I'm sorry, not socially. Sociologically, culturally, I think it's a cultural dead end. Classic thing. People want to be respected, but they want to put out the least amount of effort required to make it happen. And they've done a pretty good job of trying to change the world enough that you can do that. You have to respect gays. It doesn't even matter what they do. You must respect them as if they were amazingly accomplished people. And you go, I don't care how society is going. Society can destroy itself, but I intend on staying here. At least some of my children are going to make better choices. And in doing so, they're going to survive. They might be vilified. They might have problems finding jobs in the new economy that comes of all this, where, boy, you better keep your mouth shut if you don't agree with everything the deviancy says. It's not the orthodoxy now. It's the deviancy. It says they figured out how they can rule. I just get to have fun and say, Shayna, how does it feel like to be a part of a mindless horde? Because that's exactly what you're doing. There's actually no thought to what you're doing. You're just doing what people tell you to do. What a moron. I didn't know my child was a moron. Yeah, whatever pleasures you. She says, I don't even think it really even pleasures you. I don't even know. Sorry, I can't use moron. You're being an idiot. There you go. There's no definition for idiot. I'm just calling you an idiot instead of a moron. I know your IQ might be higher than that. Although you'd probably jimmy the test to make it look like you're a moron. If you thought it would get you some kind of pass. I said, that's all you're looking for. It's all you've ever looked for is the pass on everything. It says, you're not becoming one of these people because that's honestly how you feel about any of this. So you're doing it because these people have no rules and no standards, and you like that. And you're trying to be like them. What an absolute rube. Says, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed you bear my name. And I'll say it, too. Oh, that's a horrible thing to say to your child. I said, it's true. I am embarrassed that she bears my name.
Is that 8 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Going to go for it?
Yeah, let's go to the van.
I'm
going
to walk around the front door.
Oh, well, then you can drop me off.
Okay.
By the theater.
Okay.
Well, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I figure if I act like a girl and I'm kissing you in front of the theater, I'll be blessed by the powers that be. Half of the girls shave their heads and act like they're boys, so how can you tell the difference anyway? So you try to have sex with them and you go, oh, wait, oh, different equipment. Okay, all right. I guess I get to make a decision now. Which way I'm going, man? Am I just going to let this play out? Or am I going to say no?
My
question is, why are
you having sex with him if you're not married?
Woo! Now, there's an interesting thought that gets totally sidelined these days. Trust me. People think, you say that in most groups, and they'll look at you funny for just being so obtuse and antiquated. We got rid of that crazy idea years ago. And you go, yeah, they did. Shan doesn't give a flip about marriage unless it bought her some sort of edge on something. I don't know what. I'm sure she will come out soon saying that she was abused and say that that society should forgive her college loans because she's going to sue OPSU for creating an environment that didn't appease her bizarre needs, which she really didn't have at the time, but which she was perfectly willing to develop to try to get past something. So I'm sorry. And you go, you don't think your daughter's finally being honest? And I go, no, I don't think she's been honest with herself ever. I think she's always gone for the easier road. That's what she's doing right now. This is the perfect road mapped out for her by a society that she embraces. And you go, it's dumb. It's not going to help her. But you keep telling her that. I said, yes, I do. And they go, oh, no, you shouldn't do that because you'll jaundice her. And you go, oh, bullcrap. Tire your psychobabble. This is all a thing to say that. You can't say anything bad about anybody. Here, let's sit here. In the shadow, sorry. I was just playing with texting her. Tricky. If it's girls doing it, it's perfectly acceptable. All right. Yeah, come to me. Bye.